Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
All right, I'm going to come out and we'll just address it. Are we gay-shaming producer Porkchop or gay stereotyping? Is that your complaint? Is that your beef?
Yeah, this is so annoying.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Alex has talked about it a little bit on the air. She has been just having casual conversations for a few days with a guy that we're calling him... Baby.
Hot baby.
I just call him baby. I don't like to say hot. Baby hot boy. No, hot baby. And Porkchop is really supportive of this conversation, I guess. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that is fair to say.
Okay, but are there ulterior motives at work?
Here's the thing. Porkchop is the first one to text me, ask me, how's it going with hot baby when I walk in the morning.
I don't even ask you once.
He wants details about the conversations. He's constantly talking about how hot he is. He's like, please don't mess this up. No, yes, you do.
I said he's a very good looking guy. I'm not over here.
You said he was smoking hot.
He likes to pull back.
I did say it was hot, but the way you said it, it was very manipulative. You said, he's always talking about how he's so hot.
No,
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
But I do say, yes, he is a very good-looking guy.
I'm sorry, Porkchop, you have never said that. You've never been like, Alex, he is a very good-looking guy. You've been like, Alex, he's so hot. He seems so nice. You got to give him a chance. He seems like a sweet guy.
Yeah, I have
said
that.
It's like, you know.
I would have said that answer.
Yeah. I have said that.
You're fighting so hard for this guy.
No,
you
go ahead.
I am.
Because I am emotionally invested in Alex's relationship, and I really want the best for
her. Welcome to the Joe and Alex Show.
What's the number one thing I've said? I'm a very good judge of character. I can look at someone's picture, someone's face, and I just think he's like, I could just tell. And yeah, he is good looking.
I think you love him for you.
I agree with Liv.
But I don't think that I don't know him, but so far... I don't know if he's the right fit for Alex. Maybe he is. I hope it is. I don't think she should judge him too early, but I think you love him more for you.
Okay, see, that's
not for her.
You want him to stay around.
You want him, you want her to keep talking to him because you want him to stick around because you're interested
in him. Because I'm going to hook up with him or something?
No, I don't think you want to hook up with him. I just think
See, that's the stereotype right there. Hold on, guys.
Clarify. No. What is the gay stereotype?
I'm trying to say it right now.
Tell us.
Just because I like guys, you think I'm trying to hook up with every guy that I say is hot.
1,000%.
That is not true. I'm very happy. No, that's a freaking stereotype. I am extremely happy in my relationship. I'm very fine with it. Everything is great.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you are physically going to cheat on your boyfriend, that you are planning to cheat on your boyfriend, that you want to cheat on your boyfriend.
Right.
You're living vicariously through me.
You are living vicariously through Alex, and I feel like you are encouraging her have him stick around more
because you want to meet him.
Enjoy vicariously living
like
through
you want to be
not
Alex's
even that you
lips.
Want to meet, not even that you want to meet her or meet him. Just the fact that you like to vicariously live through her because you think this guy is hot and you're interested in this guy.
I agree with a lot of what you said except interested.
I think you're interested in him. I don't think that means you're hypothetically interested.
Porkchop right now is afraid that we're attacking his relationship. We're not going after you and your boyfriend.
Okay.
That is not what we're going after. You are not going to cheat. We think you guys
I think it's totally innocent.
Together.
I think it'd be like, you know, I have a major celebrity crush on John Mayer. If one of you were dating him, I'd be like, how's it going? Please don't mess this up. I want to hang out with you guys. Like
1,000%.
But it doesn't mean I would date them. It's just a hypothetical, like, fun thing. Like, I think you really want to meet him.
Like,
don't care if I'd met him or not. Like, I'll say this. This is a true statement. If I was single and if I was on Tinder and I swiped with him, if he liked guys, then of course I'd want to meet up with him.
But and also, you guys have a love for chain restaurants, and I've never seen anyone get so passionate.
That's what it is.
Chain restaurants and Porkchop does.
Holy crap. Liv just literally Nancy Drew'd the crap out of this.
Porkchop's like fantasizing, like, well, we can, you know, he can come in and eat a drink, and I can be the server.
This is like hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably just like, the hot rolls at Texas Roadhouse.
Cinnamon butter.
Yeah. I can rub it all over.
I think this is the first time that we've all come to an agreement.